These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that Wayne Rooney says he hopes to be ready to make his comeback from a knee injury for United in early April. The England and United skipper has not featured for the Red Devils since damaging knee ligaments in the defeat at Sunderland in February, missing 8 games in that period. Rooney says he is wary of pushing himself too hard in a bid to get back to full fitness quickly, fearing he could suffer a setback which might rule him out of Euro 2016. The striker hopes it will not be long until he is fit to play again, though, indicating the start of next month as a real possibility. He said, "I don't know when I will return. Obviously, I will miss the international games, but hopefully it won't be too long. It's not too bad, but obviously it's a case of just being a bit cautious. It's difficult to push. If I tried to push it to be involved now, it would cause more damage. So being cautious after the international break is more realistic." Moving on, and according to reports, Paris Saint-Germain are looking to pull off a major coup by landing United goalkeeper David De Gea this summer, according to reports in Spain. They say the recently crowned league-earned champions are willing to pay €38 million to take De Gea from Old Trafford. That's despite already having Kevin Trapp on their books in the goalkeeper's position. De Gea has recently committed his long-term future to United, but apparently that doesn't put off the Parisians. Finally today, Radamel Falcao has hit out at Louis van Gaal for not giving him enough game time at United. The 30-year-old joined United in a summer transfer deadline day loan move from Monaco, but made just 17 starts and scored just 4 goals. United announced they would not make his loan move permanent on the last day of the season, and the former Atletico Madrid striker has endured another frustrating campaign whilst at Chelsea. He has been speaking about his time at United, though, saying it was complicated in Manchester. "Everyone saw how there were situations which created instability since I played on some days and not on others. It was 60 minutes today, then 45, then 20. That generates instability, and sometimes you don't know where you stand or what the footballing preferences of the coach are."